there is no area where we will experience the spiritual struggle more than in the area of the sins of the flesh. The Bible talks about the sins of the flesh. Dr. Mark Bubeck says that the Lord will hold us accountable for walking in victory because He has provided all that we need in order to appropriate His strength to gain victory on a regular basis over the sins of the flesh. You may have failures, but don't stay down. Rise up and fight hard. Dr. Bubeck, come and lead us in a prayer of victory over the sins of the flesh.
Oh, our precious Heavenly Father, we thank You again that You have made us more than conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ, and that the Lord Jesus Christ's death upon the cross was not only to free us from the guilt and the penalty of sin, but His death is sufficient to free us from the power of sin to rule over us. So here in the quietness of some heart-searching, we would just ask You to put very much Your finger upon those things that are fleshly and carnal, that somehow have been ruling us and controlling us. You know what it is. Some are ruled by lust and appetites of a sexual nature. Others perhaps are controlled by a ruthless anger that grips them and takes over. And we're thankful that You've warned us that these things must not stand, that they must be dealt with. Thank You for those very sobering words that James gave when he told those of us who were Christians, "Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom." Oh, Lord, that's Your way of reminding us that we need to get very serious about fleshly sins that control us. Help that person struggling with a besetting fleshly sin to just be able, when that temptation comes, to express honestly to Thee just how vulnerable their desires and fleshly appetites are to do the things that are dictated to them by those desires. Then I would pray that You would help them to quickly come to the cross, come to the death of our Lord Jesus. That cross that You want us to appropriate every time a fleshly temptation comes, to recognize that we are dead to its control. We don't have to do what that fleshly desire wants to do, because through the cross we have been made dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God. And so, Lord, we appropriate the cross. And then we thank You that in that moment of temptation, You've also provided us with the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. His wonderful presence doesn't intrude, but He's always there waiting to come to our rescue, waiting to help us if we'll simply pause and perhaps in a moment of weakness say, "Oh, blessed Holy Spirit, I need You to take away this anger and replace it with Your love and Your joy and Your peace and Your patience, to take away this temptation to be lustful and to replace it with Your purity and self-control." We just ask You, Lord, to teach us to use the simple, profound way of escape from the rule of our flesh. And then we know that if we've given in to a fleshly sin, that always means that we have given place to the enemy, as you tell us in Ephesians 4. And so we pray that you would give us the grace to resist the devil as we appropriate our victory over the flesh, to also come against any strongholds of evil that want to rule us because of our having failed in the past in many times giving in to the flesh, and to aggressively stand against any unclean spirit that's trying to rule us, and in the name of the Lord Jesus, to just command that wicked power to cease his work of trying to control us and to go where you send him. And above all, we pray that you would help everyone troubled with his flesh to know that you love and understand each one of us. You've told us exactly how the flesh will tempt us in a number of passages of the Word. And so we know when it's there knocking at the door of our lives. And so we can understand that you understand our temptations. And so we bring this need to you and pray that you would help your people walk in freedom from the desires of their flesh. Through the power of our risen Lord and the work of your Spirit, we ask you to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.